Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin was among a few Illinoisans to take the stage at the DNC last night with the rallying cry for labor unions. Labor groups were a central theme for Monday night's program at the Democratic National Convention. Leaders from unions like the AFL-CIO took the stage, while delegates waved signs that read, "Unions, yes." Senator Durbin, whose parents worked in the railroad industry, says Vice President Kamala Harris will fight to bring back manufacturing jobs.
There's joy in this battle. When we win, we help people buy their first homes, send their kids to college, and retire with dignity.
Durbin spoke in the early hours of the convention and comes as the senator, approaching 80, has not said whether he will seek re-election. Illinois' House Speaker continues to tout the state's union friendliness, even as a group of his employees sues him over alleged labor violations. Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch thinks Democrats have done a good job, but that there's more to do.
There's a lot of progress that we can continue to make on women's rights, workers' rights, labor rights.
But some of Welch's workers in the speaker's office are suing him because they say he's depriving them of their right to unionize, which the state constitution now guarantees. But Welch says they're still carved out of state labor laws and that they should support his efforts to change instead of suing him.
The courts will recognize that the way the plaintiffs have decided to go with that is the incorrect way. I would encourage them to support the bill that I file.
That bill passed last October and still has not moved in the Senate. The next hearing in the case is scheduled for Wednesday. Yesterday's protests on the first day of the DNC were peaceful. But there were some tense moments between protesters and Chicago police. My colleague Michael Puente was there.
A few thousand pro-Palestinian protesters marched from Union Park to Park 578, two blocks from the United Center. But once at the park, a portion of the steel fencing surrounding the convention site was breached, forcing Chicago police to create a human barrier to keep protesters from busting through. Then the taunts came. Dozens of officers with helmets and face shields and batons soon cleared the park by walking lockstep and telling people to move in an intimidating fashion. Four people were detained. Police said at no point was the perimeter breached. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.
The late Phil Donahue redefined daytime TV shows through his interactions with in-studio audiences. David Plyer is the head of Chicago's Museum of Broadcast Communications. He said Donahue, who died Sunday, will be remembered for
running through an audience to get as many questions in and really make the audience a big part of the conversation. I mean, it is something he truly did create.
That style, honed during his Chicago years, influenced talk shows that followed, including another that famously shot here.
Oprah Winfrey has said many times that there would be no Oprah Winfrey show if it wasn't for Phil Donahue.
Phil Donahue was 88. He died at his home in New York. One more thing you should know today. The Chicago River Swim is coming to Lake Michigan. Organizers announced Monday the CRS agreed to relocate the event after the city denied their initial plans over safety concerns. Participants will now board boats at the Chicago Riverwalk and head to the Ohio Street Beach on September 22nd. The organization says it hopes to hold the open water swim in the Chicago River next year. Today's weather, it's going to be cloudy this morning and sunny by the afternoon. The high will reach around 70 degrees. And tomorrow, we're expecting a sunny day and weather in the mid-70s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.